T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Justice Department indicting 4 members of China's People's Liberation Army. Why? Well, for the 2017 hack of the credit agency Equifax. They made off in that hack with the Social Security and other personal information of some 145 million people. Laura Galante is founder, CEO of Galante Strategies, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and formerly served at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. So, Laura, here's what I don't get. Why would the China's People's Liberation Army want my Social Security number or Mike's Social Security number or your Social Security number? What are they doing with it?
Well, hi, Charles and Mike. Look, this is half of America's Social Security number, name and address in a lot of cases. So it's quite a juicy intelligence target if you're thinking like a foreign military. And that's exactly how the People's Liberation Army, that's how China's military thinks and has for years. What we had with this Equifax breach and hack back in 2017 was really of a pretty enormous magnitude, even in the scale of Chinese hacks before this. But what we're seeing now is they've got a variety of databases to look at from these breaches, whether it was Anthem, the healthcare breach back in 2014 and 13, there were some other healthcare breaches, but also even airline data. And if you remember back to that Office of Personnel and Management, it was everyone's security clearance out here on the East Coast in D.C. that was taken. So what an intelligence actor like China wants to do is be able to put together all of this data to be able to use it to their needs. So the more data you have, the more power you have, and the more focused your targets can be.
So maybe the rest of us just got swept up in the giant hack to piece together famous people or high-profile target information.
I think that's probably right. Here's the other piece that I think's been forgotten today in the reporting. China's and the government's really had a drive at artificial intelligence and data mining tools, and they're getting very good at the ability to siphon huge data sets like this Equifax breach, like half of Americans' birthdays and Social Security numbers, and actually do something with it. So it's more about the ability to look through the haystack and find the needle. It's not a really targeted breach like we've seen with other types of state operations.
Okay, but I guess I still don't quite get what they end up doing with this. So they find out someone's Social Security number, they find out their medical history. Do they then go into someone's bank account and what? Siphon money from their checking account and put it where? In an account in Beijing? What do they do with it?
Well, this is the more than $1 million question. Right now, we've seen no use of the data from the Equifax breach, at least it's publicly known. So we don't know for sure what the Chinese government would want to do with this data set. But again, if you're focused on how do you find reporters that might have sources that could make the Chinese government look bad, well, now you have enough data to start putting together who those reporters might be and how to find them and to look into their sources. There's all sorts of goals that the Chinese government has as a pretty authoritarian government where they want to find out information internally, and the way to find that out about Chinese citizens might be through American means. So there's a lot of direct and indirect applications that they might be using this for, but so far we haven't seen it to take someone's credit card or to go in and empty someone's bank account. We have not seen that yet. So I think it's really in a future intelligence gathering operation that we've witnessed.
So we probably can't stop them, but by naming them and saying we know it was you, is that sort of a deterrent? Because if you try and cover your tracks, we can still uncover them and point the finger.
Exposing and attributing cyber attacks like this one has been effective in the past. And this is the second time that members of the PLA, of Chinese military, have been indicted in hacks like this. The last was back in 2014 when Obama's Department of Justice did this. And it did have a pretty decent effect on limiting the amount of hacks that we saw coming out of the Chinese military for a few years. I think this, the 2017 hack, might be indicative of an upturn in activity. Let's hope that this indictment today has the same kind of deterrent effect that the indictment did back in 2014.
Laura Galante, founder and CEO, Galante Strategies, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, formerly served at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency.